At the beginning of our today's shir is Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph at the top of the Amid, the Mishnah Hamesis. At the beginning of our parak on Daf Nun Gimel, when the Mishnah had identified various situations of a Chiv Skila, one of those situations that the Mishnah identified was a Mesis. So says the Mishnah, who is the Mesis? Hamesis, says the Mishnah, Zeh Hejit, it's a regular individual, not a Navi, who speaks in the name of Hashem, and he's a regular individual who tries to convince people, Rachman Otzlan, to worship Avodah Zarah. But Mesis, it's a Hejit, and the halacha that this individual who tries to convince people, Rachman Otzlan, to worship Avodah Zarah's Chayiv Skila, refers to a situation where Hamesis is a Hedjit, where he was trying to convince one other individual to worship Avodah Zarah. And when you have this combination, the halach is, that's when we have a Mesis. It says the Mishnah, Omer, if the Mesis says, Yesh Yir of a Makom Ploini, there's a certain Avodah Zarah in a certain spot, Kach Eicheles, Kach Shoisa, this is the way the Avodah Zarah eats, this is the way the Avodah Zarah drinks, Kach Mativa, this is how it does good for those that worship it. Kach Himiria, and this is how it punishes those that don't. Why the Mishnah has to say that this all takes place in Mamakim Pliny? So the Gemara and Daf Samach Aleph had taught us that in order to make a Mesis Chayiv, the Mesis, what he had to do was tried to convince that there's benefit from this Avodah Zarah. And part of the way he makes benefit from, part of the way of his saying Avodah Zarah is that, and that how great Avodah Zarah is that the Mesif says that it, as we just learned, it does all of these fantastic things. Now, of course, we know that Avodah Zarah doesn't have the ability to do any of these things. So how does he get away with it? The way he got away with it is by saying it's b'makom pliny. He speaks about an Avodah Zarah that is nowhere close. And because he speaks about Avodah Zarah that's nowhere close, he could get away with it. As the Gemara says that mitivam shakroivim, because you know that the Avodah Zarahs that are found in your vicinity, and you know that Ein Ben Mamish, that they have no real value, certainly that's how you should know that when somebody comes to try to convince you that the Avodah Zarah has any value, you should realize that it has no value. This person's trying to convince you of something which is meaningless. Says the Mishnah further, whenever we speak about a person who Rachman Son does an Aveira for which there is a Chiv Misa, we don't try in any way to entrap the person. We know, on the contrary, the Torah is very specific, and we've learned this so many times in our Shiurim here in Masechet Sanhedrin, about V'hitzilu Eida, how far the Torah HaKadosha goes to try to be kind and not punish a person. But here, when we speak about the Mesis, there's no need for Hasra. Chutz Mizu, this is the one exception. And the Meiri says we see this because this rule that we're going to learn, that we don't need to give Hasra to somebody who's a Mesis, is only regarding the Mesis. As we're going to learn, the Torah Kedosha says, L'sachmav l'sachasalav, we should have no mercy on him. But that is only by a Mesis. The Nisis, the one that he's trying to convince to worship Avodah Zarah, so that is already something else. He is not the same as a Mesis. And if we're going to want to have that he should be punished, the halach is, it's going to have to be, that's going to have to be in front of in front of Edom and Asra. Furthermore, so says the Marsha, Amul Shnayim, if the Mesis said to, if he tried to convince two people to worship Avodah Zarah, says the Mishnah, Hain Edov, those two individuals could be the Edom to come to Bezdin and say what happened here. And after they report, they come to Bezdin, and based on the report that they offer in Bezdin, Soikl and I say that we give him Hasra. And as Rashi explains, because he has no requirement to have Hasra, the Edom coming and testifying what happened is adequate. But now, of course, as much as we're being strict, we can never give up on the halacha of Shnei Edom. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Amal Echad, if he tried to only convince one individual, and of course we have to have two Edom, Hu Omer, so this one individual says to the Mesis, Yesh Techaverim Roitze Mekach, I have other friends that are open to your point, to open to you being convinced to Rachman Slam worship of Avodah Zarah. Im Haya Orem, but if this Mesis is a wise man, and he says to him, no, I know I can't speak to so many people. What we're allowed to do is, we prepare Edom from before, behind the wall, so he should know that they're there. And he tells this individual who the Mesis tried to convince to do the wrong thing, tells that Mesis again, repeat what repeat what you said to me when we were alone. And the Mesa says to him, and there's a dialogue here where the Mesa says what he has to say about worshipping Avodah Zarah, and he says, how can we forsake a Kodesh Baruch Hu and go worship stones and wood? If the Mesis goes back on what he said, Harei Zeh Mutar, fantastic, and he's not considered a Mesif. Mesis, Vamar, Kachi Chavaseinu, this is our obligation, Kach Yofalon, this is the right thing to do. Edom, Omdim Achurei Agedim, the Edom who stand behind the wall, Mevin Ha'israel Bezdin, it's enough to be brought to Bezdin, and this person receives Skila. Taisus Yata makes a point that the Mishnah spoke about if we had two people who Mesis was trying to convince to worship Avodah Zarah, they could be Edom and enough. So ask Tosis Yontif, here when the Mesis is only trying to convince one person to worship Avodah Zarah, why do we have to have that he should bring two people, as the Mishnah just described, behind the wall? Why shouldn't he say one person and combine with him, we have two people? So the Tosfos Yontif says that since that we're being so, we have a new rule here, which as we've been saying is a very unique rule, that the Edom don't have to in any way present themselves as Edom. That's why having one and one will not be good. The Rosh Hash disagrees, because Rosh Hash says that the Edom have to see, whenever we have Edom, the Edom, we had this Gemara previously, have to see each other. And if this Mesis is standing, is the two Edom, one is going to be standing in the room with the Mesis, and the other one is standing in a different place, so that's why we can't convince them. We can't combine them, and that's why we have to take two people. So we learned a new din in our Mishnah now as well. The Mishnah says that the Nisus has to say no. So the question is that, what does that mean? Does that mean that the Mishnah means that unless the Nisus tried to tell the Mesis, no, I don't want to do it, let's not do it, how can we do it, then the halach is that it's not considered a case of Mesis? Or is the Mishnah only giving us this example? And I saw that there are some Rishonim that want to suggest that there's going to be a difference if there's if the person who the Mesis is trying to convince to worship Avodah Zarah is directly there together with the Mesis, if he's directly there together with the Mesis, then he doesn't have to try to refuse in order for the Mesis to be considered a Mesis. But as we're learning now in the Mishnah now spoke about a case where the Mesis and the Edom are not in the same room. Since the Mesis and the Edom are not in the same room, so therefore the halacha is, then that's where, to be considered a Mesis, the Mesis has to push back. But if it's a case where the Edom are together with the Mesis, where the Mesis is trying to convince two people, then the halacha is that you don't have to have that they should push back. Then halacha is that as long as they could say testimony that the Mesis tried to do what he did, then the halacha is that would be adequate for it to be considered a situation of Mesis. Haimer, if somebody continues the Mishnah, if somebody says to somebody else, Evoit, or he said, Eilich v'Evod, I'm going to worship the Avodah Zarah, Eilich v'Evod, I'm going to go, Neilich v'Navod, Eskach, Eilich v'Ezbach, Neilich v'Nazbach, Akter, Eilich v'Akter, Neilich v'Nakter, Anaseich, Eilich v'Anaseich, Neilich v'Anaseich, Eshtachva, Eilich v'Eshtachva, Neilich v'Eshtachva. All of these are situations where the Mesis is considered a situation where the Nisus agreed to the Mesis with the repercussions that we're going to learn in the Gemara. Zeh, says the Gemara, Mesis. What is the example of a Mesis? Is that a Hedyot? That's a Hedyot, a regular individual that tries to convince others to worship Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara, Tama. So why is this considered a case of a Mesis? Says the Gemara, because the Hedyot. Hod Navi. If somebody was a Navi in saying in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us a message to worship Avodah Zarah Chas V'Shalom, then Halacha would be Bechenik. The Mesis is a Hedyot. Furthermore, the case of Skila is when a Mesis tried to convince a Hedyot to worship Avodah Zarah. And Tamad the Yachid. Furthermore, when is the case of a Mesis? When he's trying to convince an individual, Ha Rabbim, in a case where he's trying to convince a group, that's the case of a Ir and the Dachas, then he's Chayev Chenek. Says the Gemara, Masnisamani, after having identified, based on the wording of our Mishnah, all of these halachas, says the Gemara, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Rav Shimon Hi. Where do we see that he must be the Tan of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the Tanya. The Brisa says, Novi Shidiach, if a Novi attempted to convince people by using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that one should worship Avodah Zarah, Skila. So the Tanakhami here holds that too is a case of Skila. Shimon Oim Rebbechenek, Umadicha and Edachas, and here too, if somebody tried to convince a group, a city, to worship Avodah Zarah, the Tanakhami holds B'Skila, and Shimon Oim Rebbechenek. But ask the Gemara, Eima Sefer, let's learn the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamadiach, what is the case of a Mediach? And Rabbi Yehuda said, the Mishnah speaking about a case where people are trying to convince an entire city to worship Avodah Zarah. And there, the Mishnah says that there's a Chiv Skila. But ask the Gemara, Asan Rabbanon. We just learned that Rav Shimon holds, our Mishnah holds, that if you try to convince an entire city to worship Avodah Zarah, the Chiv is Chenek. And there, we're learning next Mishnah according to Rabbanon. So ask the Gemara, how do we reconcile this? That the Reisha is following the opinion of Rav Shimon and the Seif is following the opinion of the Rabbanon. So the reason we've said that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Shimon is because he differentiates between a Novi and a Hedyot that is trying to convince. And he differentiates between who was he trying to convince, a Yochid or a Rabbin. Says the Gemara, Ravina saying that really, that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbanan. And it follows the opinion of Rabbanan that even if somebody is Madichei Ir HaLidachas, there's a chiyuv skila. So why, the question will be, does our Mishnah speak about when somebody tried to convince an individual? The halacha is no difference if you're trying to convince an individual versus if you're trying to convince a rabbin. According to Rabbanan, the person who's trying to convince is always going to be chiyuv skila. Says the Gemara, the way to understand the two Mishnayis, Evloizu Afzuktani, that the first Mishnah tells us the halacha that nobody disagrees over. Everybody agrees that when somebody tries to convince an individual, Rachman al Tzlan, to worship Avodah Zarah, there's a Chiyuv Skila. The next Mishnah, which is really the subject of a Machlokes Tanoim, as we're learning, where somebody tries to convince a rabbin to worship Avodah Zarah, that's the case of Ir and Nidachas, where the Rabbanon hold there's a Chiyuv Skila, and Rav Shimon holds there's a Chiyuv Chenek. So first our Mishnah began with the halacha that is simpler to state, because it's a halacha that everybody agrees to. And then the Mishnah continues with a halacha that there's a machlokes over, and Paschas like the Rabbanon, that even in that case there'll be a Chiyuv Skila. Rav Papa Makik Tani Meses Ahedjit, that Rav Papa has another way to understand our Mishnah. He says that when our Mishnah says Meses Ahedjit, that's regarding the halacha of Hachmana, where we spoke about the ability to entrap this person. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the Mesis, who is a foolish person, and the way it's shown that we treat him in such a way is that never in halacha do we try, chas v'shalom, to entrap somebody. But in this case, there is no choice but to entrap to trap this person. So according to this understanding, that when the Mishnah used the word hedjit, we are not to understand the hedjit in the sense that he's who he is, but in terms of who is he trying to convince, etc., that he is a hedjit, that he is a person that's acting in a foolish way. Another way of understanding is that he's only being Mesis a Hedjit, because there's a difference between a Hedjit and a Rabbin. In terms of what will be the punishment if they listen and they worship Avodah Zarah. The Tanya, V'shar Kol Chayiv Mises Shebetorah Ein Machmir Malayim, as we said, in all cases, we never try to entrap somebody. On the contrary, as we've learned so many times in our Shurim, the Torah requires Hasra, Chutz Mizu. This is the one exception where we do act differently. Ketzer Oseloi, and the Brisa explains exactly what do we do. What the Brisa says is that in a case where the Mesis and Nisus are sitting in a room, and the Mesis is scared to say anything publicly because he could get caught, so the Loch is Madlik Loi Asaner, the Bias Pnimi. What we do is we put on a candle in the inside room, and we set up Adam in the other room. Why is the necessity for putting on light? So says the Brisa, we need that the Adam should be able to see this person, and they should hear what he has to say. But he doesn't see them. And we learned in the Mishnah, the person who's trying to convince to worship Avodah Zarah, tell me what you wanted to say, what you told me before. Who I'm alive. They have the back and forth conversation. If he goes back, great. The Adam who heard what this individual had to say, bring him to Beis Din, and then the halach is with circling, sorry, and they kill him. So this Mishnah just taught us that it's necessary that the Edom should see. And Rashi says that if they only would hear what he's saying and not actually see him, then the Mesis, even though as much as we're being machmer on the Mesis, here we would not be able to be machmer on the Mesis, because we have to be concerned, Rashi seems to explain, that there's a mistaken identity. He could have said that it was not me, it was somebody else. So this is a very interesting, this opens up a number of interesting questions, because here we're learning about a new concept in halacha, and that is the concept of tfiyas ayna de koila. Is voice recognition acceptable in manners of halacha? The Mishnah Masechta Gittin, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, says that a suma, a person, Rachman Tzolan, is a blind person, cannot be a shliach to deliver a get. And Rav Sheshit explained, because he cannot positively identify the man sending the get, nor can he positively identify the woman who's receiving the get. And therefore, we have to be concerned, says the Gemara, that he's not going to do it properly. Rav Yosef disagrees with Rav Sheshit and says that a suma can rely on a sense of hearing to be able to identify people. And therefore, if this suma, who's appointed to be the shliach, can recognize the husband's voice, can recognize the wife's voice, then the halach is that he could bring the shliach. The Rabbi Yosef does say, as we all know, the Gemara Masechta Gittin says that when somebody brings a get, he has to be able to say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And therefore, there's a whole concern, how could he use the words, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So we see from that Gemara that tfiyas kala is a halachically acceptable form of identification. And therefore, he says that if two Edom are able to testify that they overheard Reuven admit that he owes money to Shimon, their testimony is accepted by Beis Din, because we only can rely on tfiyas ayna de kala, the voice recognition will be satisfactory. The Tzois, however, disagrees. He says that in our Gemara, the Gemara said that the two Edom, even though we're being so machmer on the Mesis, have to be able to say. So why over here is it tfiyas ayna de kala not acceptable? So he says only in the case of Gittin, this the halacha of Isser, is the halacha that we're going to rely on tfiyas ayna de kala, but not here. The Pri Chodesh says that differently. He says that the Mesis, that voice recognition is not sufficient, because we have to be concerned that this person who's a Mesis, this person is really not the Mesis, but he learned our Gemara. And what we've been learning in our Shia today is how strict the Mishnah, how strict the Torah is when we speak about a Mesis. So if somebody wants to be able to get a person who he doesn't like, so to speak, into trouble, so what he's going to do is that he's going to hide his voice, that it should alter his voice, that it should sound like somebody else. And since he's going to make it sound like somebody else, the halacha will be that we have to be concerned that the person that we're recognizing his voice, it's really not him. The Nesivus, however, disagrees, and the Nesivus' opinion is that we could certainly rely on tfiyas kala, we could rely on voice recognition in the case of mamon. If the halacha is that if we could rely on it by mamon, and our gemara is different because a new concept, that there's a different standard of what is going to be considered what is considered valid edus. When we speak about dinei nefashos, which is the subject of today's shiur, the purpose of edim have to accomplish ria v'yedia. They have to be able to see, and they have to be 100% aware of what they did. Whereas, when we speak about Dina Mamnus, it doesn't have the same status. And this opens up a number of questions that I saw the Cheshuki Chemed discusses. One question that he discusses is, let's say someone traveled overseas, and his wife and he are going to get divorced. But as they're going to get divorced, overseas, the issue that will come up is that this person can't travel, for whatever reason, back to where he is, and he wants to instruct Beis Din to give, to act as his shlichim, to give a get to a certain woman. Could they act? Could Beis Din act on that, on those instructions? The Mishnah Masechta Gittin Das Samach Vav Amar Alef says the Mishayim Mushlich V'Bor V'Makol Asher Meis Koylei. Anybody who hears my voice, Yichtav Get L'Ishtoi, should write a get for my wife. So the Mishnah Paskins Harei Elav Yichtav V'Yitnu. The get could be written. So we see very clearly that even though they didn't see the aid, we could write a get for the wife. So according to this, the Shas Tshuva Shari Deya Paskins that if somebody appoints a Beis Din through a telephone call, it should be no different than the case of the Mishnah Masechta Gittin. What in our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah is a different case. It is also important to point out that there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that our Mishnah says that why do we have to have the point? Why do we have to have the lights on? Because a whole different explanation. Because we're concerned that this Mesis, who we're very concerned is going to run away, and as we're learning in our shurim over and over, that the Torah Kedoshah says, like sach malalov, like we shouldn't have any rachmanis, so we leave the lights on that he shouldn't be able to run away. And the Shas Tshuvas, so we go back to our Shailah. Both the Shas Tshuvas Marshag, Chelik Bey Simrei Shnun, the Shas Tshuvas Chelkis Yaakov, Evan Ezer Simon Kof Dalid, says that based on that Gemara, we see, based on that Gemara Masechta Gittin, we see that if you could rely on somebody who is in a pit that you don't see at all, the halach, that to appoint somebody to give a, to write a get, making a phone call would be the same. The Shas Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, Evan Ezer Chelik Beis Soif Simon Yud Gimel, is not so comfortable. And he says only in a dire case can we be lenient. And that's the opinion of the Shas Tshuvas Tzitzliyazah Chelik Yud Simon Mem Zayin as well. However, the Cheshukei Chemed now adds a new consideration. And the consideration that he adds in our Gemara is that if we could have him on video, and we know that this is the person on a Zoom or on a video where we see the person, then the halacha is that in that case, that's considered a case where we can rely on him appointing. Because as we said earlier, the reason we're being machmer, the reason why we're being machmer here is because we have to always be concerned that there are people with terrible intentions. What do I mean when I say that people with terrible intentions? They're going to disguise the voice to cause all types of problems. But that's only a concern. That's only a concern when we can't see the person. But when we can see the person, there is much room for leniency. Says the Mishnah, Hamediach. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek spoke about a Mediach. Says the Mishnah, what does that mean? So I'm a Nelech. The Navar Avodah Zarah. That's not. Now we're speaking about when he spoke B'loshon Rabbim. Continues the Mishnah. Hamachashiv, Ha'oisa Maisa Chayiv. A Machashiv, when is a Machashiv Chayiv Skila? When he does something. V'loy Ha'oichas is a Naim. Not when he just tries to do a magic trick. Ramei, Rabbi Kiva Mishim Yeshua, Shnaim Loitim Kishuim. If two people are collecting cucumbers through Kishif, Echad Loike the Potter, and Echad Loike the Chayiv. You can have two people that are doing this type of Kishif, one will be Chayiv Skila, and when one will not be Chayiv Skila. What does that mean? Ha'isa Maisa, the one that does the act of Kishif, is Chayiv, and Oichas is a Naim, the one who only does what seems to be like a magic trick, is going to be Potter. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah, as we've been discussing in our shir, says Amar Yehuda Marav, Medicha Eir Nidachas Shanukan, Amish the Torah Stalocha of Medicha Eir Nidachas. So we learned in our Mishnah that what is the definition? What is the definition of a Mechashiv? Zeh Oisa Masa. Tanabana Machshefa. The Torah says Machshefa Loisa Chaya. Says the Gemara, this halacha really is echad ish v'echad isha. It's both a man and a woman. Im ke matam lo machshefa. Why did the Torah single out a woman? Neshirayv nashim mitzuris b'kshafim. It was more common, unfortunately, that women did kshafim. Says the Mishnah further, misasim b'ma. How are they put to death? Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Nema ka machshefa lo sechaya. For Nema lahalon regarding the Zion umis that were in Eretz Canaan. There the Torah also says, lo sechaya kol neshama. Ma lahalon the misa is besayif, afka besayif. Kiva Omer. Kiva disagrees. And he says, Nema kan. Here the Torah says, machshefa lo sechaya. Nema lahalon. And the Torah says by Matan Torah, in behemem ish lo yichya, ma'ala halen, where somebody didn't follow the instructions by Har Sinai, there was a chiv skila. Afkan, Rechman Shalom, somebody acts this way, there's a chiv skila. Amma lo Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says to Bekiva, my limit from the Sheva Umas is better than your limit from Sinai. Shani danti lo sechaya ma lo sechaya, the match is a perfect match. The Torah uses the same words lo sechaya in both subjects. V'atadanta lo sechaya m'lo yichya. And you're comparing the word lo sechaya to lo yichya. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yosi, my limit is better. Shani danti Yisrael m'Yisrael. I learned it, the halacha of a machshefa, who's a member of Klal Yisrael, from Har Sinai, where Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to members of Klal Yisrael, Shereba Nakos Mitzvah Yisrael, Mises Harbe. There are many situations that Jews are put to death for doing the wrong thing. The Torah doesn't have all of those different types of Mises, as we've learned that Elamisachas, as we've learned previously in our Shurim, that Mises B'nei Noach Einoi Elasayif. Says the Gemara, Ben Azai gives us a different explanation why we say that a machshef is chayiv skila. Nema machshef lo sechaya, v'nema kol shoychev and behema, shoychev and behema mois yumas. So the Torah puts these two halachas of somebody, a machshefa, and somebody having relations with a animal, Rachman son. The Torah puts these two issues together to teach us Ma'ashach behema, just like if somebody has relations with an animal, the halacha is his chayiv skila, af machshefa beskila. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chim nashe v'samchu inyan, because the Torah put two subjects together, ma'itzi l'zeh beskila, is that going to be a reason to take him out the skila? So the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, based on this Gemara, says we see the Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to smuchim, and Tosfos asks that. And therefore the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to smuchim b'chol haTorah kula. It says Tosfos, maybe in this case he doesn't agree to smuchim, because as we learned a moment ago, there is a gzeirah shava that tells us that the misa is b'sayif. It could be, Te'ev, says Tosfos, that Rabbi Yehuda, in other places where we don't have such a gzeirah shava, will learn smuchim. So Tosfos answers that let's look at what Rabbi Yehuda said. So Tosfos is saying as follows. If Rabbi Yehuda would just say, I prefer a gzeirah shava over a smuchim, that would be acceptable. But that's not what we find is happening in this Gemara. What we're finding and happening in this Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda uses a very sharp wording. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? I don't agree that we should follow the concept of smicha to learn halacha. However, the Rishonim also do point out, and we've learned this concept as well, that even if Rabbi Yehuda does not agree to learn smuchim, it could be in Sefer Devarim, it's different. And in Sefer Devarim, Rabbi Yehuda will agree we do learn smuchim. So now, how does Rabbi Yehuda learn that a machshefa, Rachman Tzlan, is mechayiv skila? We have one of the Shlosh HaSamedris of Davashai B'Klal. if something was part of a group, v'yotzim in a klal, and then it was taken, and then it's not part of that group, lo'il olam al atzma yotzah, it's not here just to teach about itself, olam al klal klu yotzah, it's coming to teach us about everything. Elo, so says the Rebbe Yehuda, oy v'yodayni b'chlal machshefim hayu. The oy v'yodayni is part of the group of all the machshefim, which the Torah says, machshefim lo'i sechayim. But as we've been learning, the Torah says regarding Doi V'yidoimi, Bevin Yegmoisom, the main bomb. Lama Yatsu, why were they singled out? Laka Shalem V'loimaloch, to teach us, Ma Oi V'yidoini, just like we speak about Oi V'yidoini B'skila, Af Mechashev B'skila. How will Ben Azai explain this? He's going to say that Rabbi Yehuda is able to learn from Oiv Yidoinim, because he holds that Shnei Ksum, as we're going to learn, Shnei Ksum Aboim Kechem Melamdim. But according to the other Tanoim that say if Shnei Ksum Aboim Kechem, we have two Psukim that teach us the same din, Ein Melamdim, that's what we can't learn from Oiv Yidoinim. So that's what the Gemara says. Le Yehuda Lava Oiv Yidoinim Shnei Ksum Aboim Kechem. We know that yes, if the Torah teaches us a singles out of Halacha, as we just said a moment ago, lo lamar al atzma yotza, el lamar al klal kula yotza. But that's if the Torah says it once. If the Torah says it once, so the way we always learn is, why did the Torah say it? To serve as a reason from here to everywhere else. But if we hold that if the Torah says it twice, so why did the Torah have to say it twice? The Torah is saying it to tell us that where the Torah says it, so is the halacha. But where the Torah doesn't say it, so is not the halacha. So if the Torah said both by Oiv and Yedoini that the halacha is that the Oiv and Yedoini are taken to death, isn't that clearly an indication that this is a case of Shnei Ksuvim and Habayim Ke'echad? And isn't the halacha that Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad Eim Melamdim? So Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad A Melamdin, how will we're back to where we started? How can we use Oiv Yedoini as the source for teaching us this halacha? Amr Rav Zecharia. So Rav Zecharia responds, Oda Amra, Oda holds, Ksav Rav Yehuda Shnei Ksum Kabon Kechem Melamdin. That if it's just two psukim, we can use it as a source for other places. Continues the Gemara. Amr Rav Yechon Lam Nikr Shman Kshafim. Why are they called Kshafim? So the Gemara Shemachishim Famalia Shemala. What the Kshafim try to do is they try to go against what a Kadosh Baruch Hu has said. The Sefer Chino explains that in Shemayim there are Malochim who are appointed to carry out the decrees of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kshafim have that power to overcome those appointed malachim, not to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed. And that's called Mechishim Famalia Shemalia. What the Chinuch is trying to teach us is the Chas V'Shalom, we cannot attribute to Kshafim such a credible power. Just they could divert on a temporary basis. The Sefer Nefesh Chaim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, when he created the world, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that this teva, teva is what we call nature. And that nature is under normal circumstances the way the world works. What the kshafim have the ability to do is overcome the rules of nature. And therefore, I think what the Nefesh HaChaim means to say is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a specific zera, there's no way that the kshafim could overcome that zera. Ein oid mavadoi. The pasuk says, ein oid mavadoi. What do we learn from the word Ein Oid Mavadoi? Amar Chanina Filu Davak Shofim. Nothing could stand when somebody connects and stand to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing could overcome him. And the Nefesh HaChaim very famously explains that as much as our Gemara is attributing or the power to the Shofim, that and the Koichas Tuma, there's one way to be able to overcome anything. And that is, if somebody connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Oid Mavadoi, nothing could have influence over that. Hiyatasa, There was a story with a woman, Davka Mahadra, Lamishka Afra Matusa Kairi Rav Chanina. She was attempting to get earth from below the bed of Rav Chanina. Apparently, they used to use that earth to do kishif. Amalei, imistaisli zil avdi. If you're going to try to do kishif on me, try to do what you can. It doesn't make a difference. Ain oid mavadiksiv. I am a person that is connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, Ein Ivam Rabbi Yochanan, how we just learned, and the Gemara's question is, why was he not concerned? Why was Rav Chanina not concerned about the Kshafim? We just learned that Lama Nikrishma Mechashvim, Shemachishim Famal Shemala. Says the Gemara, Shani Rav Chanina, the Nefushay Zechusay. He had tremendous Chusim, and since he had tremendous Nechusim, says Rashi, somebody who has many zchuyos in a shemayim, he has a siyat of the shemaya that they try to protect him. Amar of Aiva bar Nagri, Amar of Chiyah bar Abba. The pasuk says, "But the chatumei Mitzrayim." The Moshe Rabbeinu made makastam, and the pasuk says, "V'yasu kein chatumei Mitzrayim, chatumei Mitzrayim b'latayim." What they did the same b'latayim. What does that mean? Ela Masa Shadim. Blateim means quietly. And that means that they took Shadim. Blateim. Vyasagam Chatutem Blateim. Ela Masa Shefim. The Cain who Oimer. Eslat Hacherv Hamasapechas. And what we're learning from here was that they were trying, that Masa Shadim are called Blateim. This way Rashi learns, because they do that in a quiet way. And Blateim, when they do kshafim, then they do it more publicly. Says the Ramban, the ma'is kshafim, the Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban says latayim means fire, that the kshafim are done through malachi chavala, and malachi chavala have the made out of fire, and that's why they're able to do what they do. Amar Abaya, the kapar amana, if we see somebody who is a mechashif, trying to always use a certain vessel, it's a shed. We see that what he's trying to do, it's a proof that he's trying to do with a shed. The loy kapar amana, he's not careful to use a certain vessel, it's a riot of a shofim. Amar Abaya. So teaches us Abaya, hilchas kshofim, kilchas Shabbos. When we speak about kshofim, we look at it like we look at hilchas Shabbos. As we know, when we speak about hilchas Shabbos, yesh mehem, we have the Lam Tas Malachas on Shabbos, where there the halacha is that if somebody does it, such as violates such a malacha with Edom and Asra, he's Chayiv Skila. V'yesh mehem Potter Avalasar. As we learned extensively when we learned Masechta Shabbos, there are cases that are Potter Avalasar, which means that they're only Asim and the Rabbanim. V'yesh mehem Shemutah L'Tchila. There's such cases where we could do something like Atchila. The Gemara beginning of Masechta Shabbos, for example, speaks about Hamapis Mursa. If somebody has a pus bubble, he could pierce it on Shabbos. So too, says the Gemara, when we speak about Kshafim. Haysa Maisa, if somebody does an act of Kishiv, he's Chayiv Skila. Hayoichas is a Nayim, it's only just something that appears to be an act of Kishiv, Potter Aval Osir. Mutal Chatchila, that is when somebody uses Shem Hashem. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Krev Chanina Rabbeishia, Komal Shapsa, every Erev Shabbos, have asked the Hilchas Yetzira, they would learn the Hilchas Yetzira, and using those Shemis, what they would do was, Mivrele Igla Tilsa, they were able to create this calf. There's two different Pshatim in Igla Tilsa. It's a calf that is the third-born calf, which is the best. Or it's a calf that's born as if it's already third grown. And they did this on Friday, as we explained, because Friday was the day that animals were created. And therefore, they were emulating that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created animals on Friday, they too were creating animals on Friday. Or they were doing it on the Kavod Shabbos. And since they were doing the Kavod Shabbos, Achlalei. Amar Vashi, Chazinalei Lavu de Karna. I saw the father of Karna, that the Nafetz v'shadik krich l'shroim v'nechirei. He was able to blow his nose and take pieces of silk out of his knows. The Rishonim have a very hard time understanding this Gemara, because throughout Shas, Karna is considered one of the Amoraim. And now to go say that Karna acted this way is hard to accept. And therefore they explain that Karna did this because Dayanim are obligated to know all halacha. Included in the obligation for Dayanim to know all halacha means that a Dayan has to know how to show Kishif. And the way he did it, and he was trying to teach the Dayanim what is Kishif, that if there's going to be a situation, a din Torah like that, come to him, he'll be able to know how to judge this person. The Pasuk says that the V'yomer Chatum al Pari Etzba al Kimhi. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mekan She'en Asher Yochol Libaris Biri Pach Mesaira. Since it was Kinim, and Kinim was so small, was such small insects, they knew that this can't be Kishif. Because you can't do Kishif, Kishif cannot be effective to create such a small creature. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mekan, from here we see She'en Asher Yochol Libaris Biri Pach Mesaira. Rapop Amar, Afilu Alakim, Afilu Gamla. Even an animal the size of a camel, nami lematzim ivra. Just what's the difference? Kai michnaflei, when you have large animals, they have the ability of gathering them together. Vayla michnaflei, small animals, small creatures they can't gather. Amalei Rebbe Rav Chia, Amalei Rav Rav Chia, Ladi chazalei hahu taya. I saw this Arab merchant, the shakles of Syria v'naydi legamla. He took his sword, and he cut his camel into pieces, v'tarvle v'tavla, and then he rang a bell to come, and this animal came back up. Amalei, l'bos achi, dam aparsim yehave. He said, did you examine this camel after it came back? Did it have blood? Elahi achizis anayim hava. It was just trying an optical illusion. Zir ikal achzandu shel mitzayim. Ziri came to Alexander Mitzrayim, Zovin Chamra. He bought a donkey, and he didn't properly inspect, was this a real donkey, or was this a donkey that was created through Kishif? Kimot al-Ashkuyamayim, when he came to give this donkey water, Pasher v'kam, the Lagama d'Skenisa. He took a piece of wood, and he made that wood into a donkey. Amalei, and he now Ziri wanted his money back because it wasn't really a donkey. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Ilav Zirat, if not that you were a great Ziri, he said to him, Lo have a medrinaloch, I would not have returned this to you. Mika Ika the Zovim Midi Hacher, is there anybody that buys something in this location? Vlebodakle Maya, check it by water if it's a real animal. Yana Ikla Hirushpiza, Yana came to a certain place, Amalei Ashkai Mayim, and he asked the people of the inn, of the hotel, give us some water to drink. Kriva itasa, and he saw that there was a kriva shittasa, they brought him some flour mixed with water. Chaz the Karashim say, and he saw that the woman who brought him this flour and water mixture was whispering. Shada Purtamine, he took some of that water and put it on the ground. And Chaza Akrivi, and he saw that the water was made out of scorpions. Amalhu, Anasha Saimedetchu, I was ready to drink from yours. Atam Namshe Susimedidi, now you drink from my water. Ashkihe, and he gave the water to drink. Chava Chamra, and he made her into a donkey. Rachvei Salak Lashuka, and he ran, he rode on her into the market, into the street. Asa Chavarta, and her friend came, Pashalei, undid the kshafim, and turned her back into a woman. And Chazya, and everybody saw the rochev v'koi, ayetasab d'shuka, as if he's sitting on a woman in the street. The Pasuk says, regarding the Tzvardeya, by Makas Tzvardeya, Tal Tzvardeya, T'chassas Eretz Mitzrayim, Amr Blazer, Tzvardeya Achas Haysu, there was only one frog, it multiplied, and that's how it filled up all of Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara Tanoi, this is actually Machlok Tanoim. Rekiva Mitzvadei Achas Hoysa Mola Etz Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. Amalei Rav Lozer Ben Zayi, Akiva Maloch Etz Al Goda. You are not an expert in Agadata. Kalei B'Dvarecha, don't give shiurim and I got it up. The leich etz on the garden v'alas, give shiurim and all garden hard halachas. So day achas hoisa, there was really only once v'adeya sharkalahem, and what happened was this sadeya made noise and it caused that many should come. Rav Chaim Kamenetsky explains the Gemara that they hit the tzradeya, and every time they hit the tzradeya, they multiplied. So Rav Chaim Kamenetsky says, so what should they have done? The obvious thing that they should have done is not hit the tzradeya, because what they see here is that every time they hit the tzradeya, it only works against them. Says Rav Chaim Kamenetsky, this is the lesson of the Midas HaKas. Instead of using your intelligence to realize that don't do this, doing this is only going to work against you. When somebody is unfortunately under the influence of Kas, he doesn't have the ability to control himself. Al Gemara has spoken about Achizas Einayim. The Torah says, Tamim Tiyah Meshem Elokecha. And Tamim Tiyah Meshem Elokecha means that a person has to be careful to always rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on astrology and not on any kishif. But we're speaking here also about Achoiches Enayim. And there's a very big question discussed by the Rishonim and the Achroinim. What is the halacha regarding magic tricks? There are different Rambams, from the Rambam that what is his opinion about magic tricks. In some places he says that even somebody who just is a Nayim, and somebody who does a magic trick, it's considered, it's usur. Other places, the Rambam is not as clear. The Bach is very clear. The Shach quotes the Bach, and he says that even something that is oiches enayim, where there's absolutely no kishif, there's still considered a chizis enayim. The Ramosha has a tshuva in Yeridei Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Gimel about magic tricks, and he says that he seems to want to follow the opinion of the Bach and the Shach, and he says in general he thinks it's a bad chinuch that we should follow that. But he says if it's clear that this magician is not following any magic tricks, is not following any kishif, then halach is we can be more lenient. There are other paiskim, as we try to understand the subject. Some paiskim say that from here we see that magic tricks, we could be more lenient if it's announced that what's happening here is that it's a magic trick. And the Maram Shik says that there's a difference between a Jew who does a magic trick versus a Nachri who does a magic trick. We could be more lenient with a Nachri than with a Jew. And the Shevet Alevi says that we should not teach our children to do these magic tricks. I also saw that Rav Avadia Yosef has a more lenient approach to magic tricks, but it's very clear that even what we know as a magic trick, as optical illusion, there are paiskim that are Rishonim and the Bach and the Shach who take a very strict approach about prohibiting them.